Now, Galesburg's evening news continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
5:44 on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. The Knox County Republican Party has a big event coming up this weekend, and Knox County Clerk / County Republican Party Chairman Scott Erickson is here.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. Well, appreciate it.
Yeah, glad to have you. I didn't realize before we came on that you were the county chairman. You're kind of a big deal, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's definitely a good thing for your resume, that's for sure. Oh. Since you're the chair of the county party, I'm curious, before I ask about why the event you have this weekend, does it trickle down? I mean, whether you support the president or not, does it ever, all the controversy and stuff that either some would argue he makes or some would argue others make for him, does that ever trickle down to the local level when you're trying to campaign on for local races? So even
we get some of that sometimes.
Yeah,
the people that are, you're watching the news, you're listening to stuff on radio, you're seeing the stuff on TV, and you'll get some of those higher level questions, the federal level questions that the county and the local government stuff really doesn't get into. But then they expect you to be able to solve the world's problems. It's like, well, I wish we could, but unfortunately our scope of authority only goes so far.
Yeah, there you go. I'm only part of the fake media, so I can't solve any problems, as you well know, Scott.
No, that's all right. We understand.
How are things in the party these days?
Oh, it's a blast. We're getting excited. We're getting geared up. The 2018 elections will be here before we know it, so we're excited to get the ball rolling.
I see on your fall event here this weekend that Mark Klein, running for Congress, will be one of the people speaking. That's got to be a big I always like when local people, regardless of party, run for these higher offices, but that's got to be a big deal for
Yeah, it's great to have local candidates that have got that contact, that connection back here with us. It's great. It definitely generates enthusiasm and excitement, and hopefully it will result in some vote turnout as well.
Yeah, from a clerk standpoint, I kind of been thinking about that since Mark announced his run, that you still get the 8-20% or less voter turnout. Does having a higher profile local person running for a higher profile office like that, regardless of party, does that tend to help?
Yeah, it will. It'll drive those people out that would have not necessarily gone out to the polls on election day. Hey, I know this local guy or this local lady, and we'll turn out. So you could see a little bit of a bump in the results for that.
Well, we'll look forward to that. At least we'll see if that comes to pass here, at least first in the primary, and then if he goes on to November, we'll look at that again about a year from now, for
absolutely
sure. So as I alluded to, Mark Klein, candidate for Congress in the 17th District, is one of the highlighted names in an event you're having Saturday.
Yep, he's one of our sponsors for the event. We've got three sponsors that we've listed out there. Like I said, like you said, Mark Klein there for Congress. We also have State Representative Noreen Hammond and State Senator Jill Tracy will both be sponsoring the event, and will be there to address the crowd a little bit. Since they redistricted the area in Knox County, that's now their jurisdictional bounds.
Right.
So we're kind of nice to be able to try to do an event down in their neck of the woods.
So this is a meet and greet that's happening.
Yes, we're going to try to do – Don Moffitt, when Don was in office, always did his family farm picnic. And now Dan Swanson has picked up the reins and done an Oktoberfest event.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're kind of taking the family farm picnic and kind of trying to relive it and bring it back to life here in Knox County, not to the extent that Don did it, but a little bit of our twist and version to it. So it's truly going to be a meet and greet. There's no real formal program to it. We're just hoping to be able to have an opportunity for some people to come out, meet the candidates, get some petitions signed and circulated, and start catching that enthusiasm and that fire for the primary that'll be here before we know it.
It's going to be just outside St. Augustine, right?
Yes, right outside St. Augustine. They're on 41 and 116?
Yeah.
116. I know how to get there. My car's on autopilot.
That feeling.
And it knows exactly where to turn. It's almost like having an autonomous driving truck. But
hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'd like to be in the truck with you one of those days when you decide you're going to take the hands off the wheel and let the truck pilot. All right, maybe not. So that's this Saturday afternoon.
This Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4.
You mentioned Representative Hammond, too. She's taken some heat recently because of her stance on the budget and the tax increase. Have you heard a lot about that?
There's a lot of concern. There's people on both sides of the issue that understand why she had to vote the way she did, why she did what she did. And there's others that are completely opposed to that, opposite of that, you shouldn't have voted the way you did, no matter what circumstances. So you're going to have that. I mean, those positions that they've got down there as representatives and state senators, they're hot button issues that they deal with all the time. And no matter what they decide and how they vote, somebody's going to be upset with what they do. We just hope that they're out doing the best that they can for their constituencies.
But has that caused any discussion within your party locally?
No, I mean, we're supportive of our candidates and working out there. We want to make sure that we maintain, since those are both current Republican positions, we want to make sure that we retain those seats. So we'll work hard to make sure that we keep those.
Okay, so this fall picnic meet and greet on Saturday near St. Augustine at 41 and 116. You have people, refreshments, political activities.
Yeah, we're gonna have the flaming marshmallow race, which I was hoping we. No, I'm kidding. No flaming marshmallows.
Anything with involving fire, I'm out.
You're out. All right. No, but yeah, we're gonna have some pork burgers, cheeseburgers, tea punch or lemonade, different things down there. Tents and tables set up. Like I said, just a meet and greet kind of event. We've got the campaign kitchen. Brian and Becky Frederick have purchased a large army surplus kitchen that
you
can actually pick up and take around, and we've got plans for that in future campaign stops. So we're gonna be able to, you can cook pancakes like they're going out of style on this thing. We can crank out the food.
That's
so
fantastic.
The camp kitchen will be down there. We'll be cooking the food on that and be able to kind of break out some of the new things we're looking for campaign style.
And this is coming up here almost pretty timely because you're hoping to get some petitions signed as well, right?
Absolutely. Don's event was a great spot to get a lot of people in one barrel almost and get those petitions signed. So now we're kind of giving the candidates the opportunity to get those customers there to be able to sign their petitions, meet with them, talk with them, get to know them a little bit better, so making sure they're making informed decisions when they go out to vote.
And there's, about a month or so before petitions have to be filed?
End of November. Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, it's, just when, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, just when you think you get done with one election and that you have time to breathe, I imagine both politically and your day job, you don't really have as much time to decompress as you think you do, right?
Oh, yeah. No, in the even year elections, we actually, as it gets close to the general election, we are actually running two campaign calendars. So this in November of 18, we'll be finishing up the 18 elections, and we'll also be starting the 19 elections for the townships and municipalities and school districts. So it's all kind of crazy, just running. But I love my job. I love doing it. I'm glad to serve the citizens of Knox County.
We kidded earlier about election night, but Scott is, I without a doubt, in my opinion, the hardest working man in show business. And that's after spending 2 years down in Sangamon County with your counterpart, Don Gray, there, who may be the second hardest working man in show business.
And Don and I both work for Judy Bart Topinka, so we learn from the best. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Although he had some ballot problems here in the last couple of elections.
Yeah, he did. We talked about that. But Knox County, we didn't have those situations. Those issues. Knock on wood.
That's why I moved you up to number one over his number two.
That was the only thing that moved me up. Oh man, not my cool ties or nothing.
My opinions are kept to myself. No, but your service is very well documented and very well appreciated for sure on that. Again, recap the fall event you have Saturday.
It's going to be our Knox County Republican Fall Picnic. It's going to be on October 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. Northwest corner of Route 41 and 116 down just north of St. Augustine, south of Abingdon. And we hope everyone has an opportunity to come out, spend some time with us, and have a great day.
Free will donation?
It's free will donation. That's the best thing. It's like our sponsors have covered the expenses, so it's as much or as little as you'd like to spend to help out the Republican candidates.
Very good. Knox County Clerk and Knox County Republican Party Chairman Scott Erickson, thank you, and thanks for putting up with all the grief I gave you before we went on.
No problem. My pleasure. Glad to do it. Anytime.